9-2 JLT Community Series footy not too far away. Sydney and North Melbourne to be followed by Gold Coast and Brisbane. Normally, after about 2:30 each Sunday, we have a chat to Alan Rodway, your coach online, and Al's going to join us a little bit earlier with the abbreviated versions of Sunday Sports Central over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Always some good advice if you're in the sporting business world. He can come out and see you and certainly give you some great direction. Check him out. Your coach online is his website, The Subtle Sides of Leadership, our topic today. Alan, always great to have you on.
Thank you a lot, BP. Good to talk to you.
Always better when you're in the studio, but whereabouts, what is happening with you on a Sunday afternoon?
What is happening with me, mate, is I'm an hour into my trip back to Melbourne from Bright. So we have pulled in. The kids are running into McDonald's, and I'm sitting in the car talking to you on air, my friend. Right. That's how important this is.
Bright, beautiful place. I had a great holiday at Porepunkah many years ago, which is near Brighton. Absolutely sensational place. The Subtle Sides of Leadership. Let's talk through this, Alan, today.
Yeah. Look, I wanted to emphasise some parts of leadership, both for sport as well as in business, that we talk about them, but we don't talk about them, put them up in lights as much as we do the sort of the courageous acts of leadership, the things that leaders do when no one else can, the solving of problems when they need to, the sort of provide the doing the right thing. It's sort of the obvious things that we know we proclaim, the courageous stuff, that sort of thing. We say, boy, that's fantastic leadership. But there are a lot of other sides to leadership, and because we don't talk about them as much, not that we forget them, but it can actually make it a bit more difficult for some people who could be very good leaders to step up, or even those who are used to doing the leadership things to get even a bit better at it. And the first thing, and probably a pretty obvious one, is to actually shut up and listen sometimes. Not too blunt a point on it. It's not just about what you say and saying some really smart things and encouraging people and doing that sort of stuff, but being a bit silent sometimes and providing that vacuum of space, if you like, for someone else to move into. Similarly to not taking the space up through your own behaviour or your own physical presence, but standing back. And that can be really uncomfortable for a leader, particularly I know in business, it can be really uncomfortable for someone to just hold back until someone does step in. And sometimes it can really surprise you to go, wow, you know, I'm glad I waited because they stepped in and they asked a really good question, or they said something that sort of started to lead the group rather than just sort of jump into it. I heard a story years ago that some of the world's best CEOs in business are fantastic at actually knowing some outcomes that they want, but they're not seen to be guiding it in that way. They can do it through their silence or a quizzical look on their face, maybe the odd question sort of thing.
It's interesting, Al. I mean, I spent some time during the week with, I won't name him, with a CEO of a pretty powerful sporting organisation, big sporting organisation.
How is Gil?
I'm not that fortunate. I don't get the phone call from Gil. But and I've known him for a little while now, and he's always said to me, I'm not the expert in all the facets of our organisation.
Yep.
But I can bring people together. I can get the best out of them, but I rely on the expertise, and I do need to sit back when I've got a management team around me, and I need to listen, and I need to let those people really do their jobs effectively. Now, I could come down and be really heavy all the time and constantly putting my stamp on things and looking like it's all my own ideas. But I suppose that's the great part about a leader. If we look at an AFL coach now, how big coaching teams have become, Alan, that a senior coach has got to digest a lot of stuff and then make some big calls to actually bring it all together.
Well, again, look, we talk about Alistair Clarkson all the time. The number of times now that he's stepping back from actual game time, okay, they're non-sort of premiership point games, but from game time, stepping back from training sessions and so on, to create that space for others to move into. It's a really good test in a room, be it business or sport. If a question's asked, and it's clearly an important question, where do team members look? Now, in business, my experience is way too often they'll look to the most senior person in the room. Mm. And it's such a giveaway sign that person has trained the team that I will step in now. I will answer the question, I will solve the problem, I'll provide the idea, I'll take up the space.
Yep.
That's not a good sign. You're way better off to have the room looking around as to, well, okay, I'm not sure I can solve this, but who can? Mm. To look to, you know, three or four different avenues. So it's a fine art in doing that that may or may not even be noticed in a leader.
Al, Tom on the wing, so we might run through a few of these. Self-awareness, emotional intelligence is an interesting one.
It's a really, I certainly wouldn't proclaim to be an expert in emotional intelligence. I'm glad my wife is in McDonald's at the moment because she's saying I'm emotionally unintelligent. Emotional intelligence. I looked up the definition of this when I wrote this article, BP. It goes, it's as long as your arm. I didn't even understand the definition. I tell you, my spin on it is to say being my attempt to be as emotionally aware of my emotions as I can, as well as other people, so that I can engage deeply and broadly with other people. Mm. And then do or not do whatever I can to lead to outcomes that's going to be best for the group. Now, that's my little definition of it. But, boy, this has become a really big arena in business, this whole emotional intelligence and getting better at it. Are guys and girls the same as this? It'd be a brave person to say one or the other.
Yep.
I suspect not, but it's an area that... if you really want to grow your leadership skills, you'd need to do some work on this.
The Subtle Sides of Leadership, we're talking to Alan Rodway. Check him out. You can check out all this information we're giving you on Your Coach Online. Sometimes the more subtle sides of leadership are ignored in developing and exhibiting leadership. And a good leader, I suppose, also needs, Alan, a little bit of empathy.
Yeah, look, I heard a fantastic... I'm not sure if it was an advertisement or what it was on SEN through the week, BP, that... And it was actually from the Family Peace Foundation. I actually love hearing this, being a family person and a dad. And it said that being empathetic is to make the statement to someone, look them in the eye and genuinely say, I understand. And the point became, you don't have to say, I know, or I do, or I can fix. It's simply to say, I understand. And in the giving of that is to give trust within that relationship and give confidence in the other person. And that I really took a lot away from that. We talk a lot about empathy in leadership and teamwork, but those two little words of I understand are really important. And it's a lot easier to say that to someone to think, boy, they're giving me a problem here, and they're describing that. What am I going to say? What am I going to do? Well, sometimes you don't have to.
No.
You just have to say, it's okay, I understand. The other thing, I notice this in business just way too much, and that is respect of everybody.
Yeah, good one.
And by that I mean... Yeah, it doesn't matter how long you've been in a place, how senior you are, how junior you are, how old you are, blah, 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 none of that. I mean, I've seen some pretty awful examples, the opposite of this in business, where if you write down the pecking order, you get ignored.
Absolutely.
That's just horrible.
No
that's
doubt.
Not leadership.
Al, time is on the wing there, waving at me outside, so we've got to get to Coss Harbour. But, mate, great stuff.
Give way to the AFL.